significant chunk of money from the new value in their home, while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected. And a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again. Triple-digit heat index. More scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This is not headline news. Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills got stung multiple times in the face by bees. On the plus side, she won't need to pay for Botox this week. The director of the original Space Jam says LeBron James is not Michael Jordan. For instance, LeBron James can walk past a casino. A man in Arkansas with no arms is wanted for harassing women. They're hoping the judge doesn't give the guy a slap on the ankle. And today is A-Rod's 46th birthday, or as J-Lo knows it, Tuesday. This is not Headline News.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The 2020 Tokyo Games medal count.
USA, 8 gold medals. Japan, 8 gold medals. China, 6 gold medals. The UK, 4 gold medals.
That is your medal count.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm going to have to reach back for it this afternoon. Thank goodness. I have a much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams, here along with Rosie Bride.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb, the big one. Please clap. I don't know how I'm going to get through this afternoon. I really don't.
It may be my imagination, but it seems like he's like at the same volume every time. Jeb.
Yeah.
It may just be my imagination.
No. Yeah.
He doesn't seem to get excited about a whole lot of anything.
Please clap.
Yeah.
See?
There's a ton of resignation in his voice.
I couldn't have said it any better than that. Well said, sir.
So, among many other things that we have to consider today, the CDC to recommend vaccinated people wear masks indoors as infections increase. And here's my answer to you. Fork you! Up your ass, take it, and shove it! Enough! How badly do you want to this country up? It's turned into a raging nut house because of what you did a year ago and it didn't work. So let's do it again, you stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastards! God, I can't take this anymore! This is lunacy! Let's go back. Let's do it again. It worked so well last time. God, I hate these people. We have got to say no.
Amen.
In no uncertain terms, no. And stand by it. Who? Oh, God.
I know.
So, on one hand, you've got the asshat in the White House bumbling around, doesn't know what day of the week it is. Blah, 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 blah. Someone wiped my butt. Someone wiped my butt. Someone wiped my butt. And he's... Anyway, you know, we got to go door to door. We got to get that arm. We got to get that medicine in there, right? So what are people supposed to think when they see a story, and I'm bringing this guy up in particular because his name is somewhat known, Christian Yelich. He's a really great baseball player, plays for Milwaukee. And he's on the COVID injured list for 10 days now, minimum, even though he's fully vaccinated. So I ask you, Joseph Forking Mashed Potato Head Biden, what are people supposed to think when they see somebody who's fully vaccinated get COVID? What are they supposed to think? Why don't you send that little turd ball, Fauci, over to China and get some answers? And some of our money back that he sent over there while he's at it. This place has become a boilerplate of lunacy. And I'm sure I sounded just like that a moment ago, but that's where I'm at. I am sick of it. I am tired of it. I'm tired of contradiction. I'm tired of, you know, well, we can't have misinformation. Misinformation walks out there in a TJ Maxx dress every day and tells us how we're all screwed in the head. Mm-hmm. Her name is Jen Psaki.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this cannot be allowed to happen. I do not want to hear Governor Ivey. I do not want to hear Mayor Reed start with the mask bull crap again. Don't do it. Don't do it. You are pushing people about as far as they can be pushed. They have been pushed that far already. The damage that you have done with stupid decisions. How many more businesses do you want to see go under? Because people got to start wearing a mask again. It's not natural. It's not normal, and we're not going to do it. And you better understand that real clear. And folks, you can't sit on your hands and say, well, whatever they decide. No, you got to let the mayor know. You got to let the governor know.
That's right.
No, we're not doing it. We're not going through this again. We've been through it. It was hell. It ruined an entire year of sports, holidays, you name it. Once is enough. Because the CDC couldn't find its ass with both hands. They're worthless. They're politicized. And they're always coming up with answers after they've created a problem. So, yeah. Bring back the mask mandates for the vaccinated. Why do you think millions of people stuck their arm out for that vaccine? So they wouldn't have to wear a mask anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got the vaccine, they felt relieved. They felt protected. And now you're going to tell them, well, no, that actually... And then on the other hand, you're getting pissed off at people that won't get it when you see stuff like this going on, as I mentioned with the ball player and thousands of others who have tested positive for COVID after getting vaccinated. Something is clearly wrong. But you're not going to fix it by driving people into a greater level of mental depravity. I was just looking at gun numbers today. And the number of suicides by gun was historically high last year. Not because we have bad gun laws, but because you ruined people's lives. You took their businesses away. You took their livelihoods away. You locked them inside and said, have a good time binge watching Mandalorian. And now you're telling them, well, we may have to go back. There's no going back. Not for this boy. No, sir.
Amen.
Not doing it. Not going to consider doing it. And I'm tired of all these busybodies that have nothing better. Do you mind your own damn business? If you want to get vaccinated, as I did, and I made that decision, my body, my choice, get it. And if you don't, well, that's your decision, too. But we're in a real dangerous place when the government, your boss, or anybody else tells you you've got to get it or you're going to lose your job.
It's wrong.
You can't do that to people. First of all, HIPAA laws are supposed to protect everybody from knowing what your status is. In the meantime, that son of a bitch, that jackoff in the White House, is letting hundreds of thousands of people across the border who are infected, they don't care. Because illegal aliens apparently can't spread the virus. And if you think I'm a raving lunatic, you think I'm going to be the only one that's this upset if we take this step back? Uh-uh.
Maybe this is what it's going to take for the silent majority to finally wake up. These people run on what's called implied consent, which means if we don't stand up and go, no, then it's implied that we're okay with whatever they do. Well, it's time to stop that crap. It's time for us to stand up and go, we're not going to do this anymore.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Enough is enough. You've done enough damage. It's going to take years to recover from the damage you've already done. In spite of this economic comeback, or whatever you want to call it, the fact that those a-holes in D.C. can't do anything but find another $1 trillion to piss away on some pet project that accomplishes nothing. 272-9228 is our number here on the Calm Show.
How about $3 million a day to guard the wall so nobody can continue building it?
Continue building
it. Isn't
that
great? Yeah. That's great, isn't
it? Well, good. Clean up the stains in the White House, Joe. Here's James.
Oh, so much of what you have said, I'm on board with. Not to calm you down, but while at the office today, I noticed a piece on Yahoo News. A particular restaurant over in Atlanta, and anybody can Google this that has an interest, or just scroll down Yahoo News. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's employed at this restaurant, and I think it's an Italian restaurant, not that it really matters, but everybody's vaccinated, so the owner has decided that they are going with the no vax, no service policy, and it's posted outside the restaurant within the window. And get this, even though everybody that works there has been vaccinated, the reason they moved forward with the no vax, no service policy is because three of those people that have already been vaccinated, and this is not something that somebody just picked out of the sky and fabricated, even though they've been vaccinated,
they got COVID again.
They came down with it. Yes.
Imagine that.
So they're going to lock out people that haven't been vaccinated. So that goes right in line with what Mr. Budell has been ranting on.
Exactly. He's right.
I mean, it is absolutely nuts.
It is.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Not to me. And, of course, I'm...
Hey, folks, we all wanted to do the right thing last year. Hey, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, okay.
Yeah.
2 weeks, we can make that effort. Now it's a year and 6 months later, whatever, and we're going to be going back to this? Get out of here.
It's been the longest 14 days of my life.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. You're not kidding. Hey, thanks for the call, James.
Thanks, James.
17 minutes after 3. John?
Hey, good afternoon. I heard your opening comments today, and I couldn't agree with them more. But, it's been a while since I called in, Greg, but I kind of wonder, this Arizona recount, the audit in Arizona, is just going on and on, and we keep hearing little tidbits coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not a conspiracy person at all, but I'm starting to wonder, that, and then also some stuff has come out of a Georgia recount, and it makes me wonder... We get all hyped up about this because all of a sudden, all this other stuff is completely being forgotten about. Nobody's talking about it anymore. It's just, like what Terry said, it's implied consent. And that's my 2 cents for the day. I just don't, I'd like to hear something about this Arizona recount.
Well, time-wise, I believe they did say early August for the mm-hmm. final mm-hmm. results. So we can't get too upset about that. Although, why is it? Democrats, you are the biggest lying sacks of dung on the planet. You, if you believe that the result was legitimate, you wouldn't hesitate to give the routers to the investigators in Arizona. You wouldn't hesitate to encourage these forensic recounts in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and other places because you know that, hey, we're in the right. We know this was a legitimate election.
Exactly.
But you know what, Democrats? You know it was a sham, a scam, and a fantasy to think that Joe Biden got 80 million people to vote for him.
Yeah, right.
That never happened. You don't hire 100 lawyers either to hide a victory.
Exactly.
Well said. Absolutely. You are correct, sir. And that's not conspiratorial thinking.
No.
That and where is... How can we have a country when the faith... in the most fundamental process we participate in as citizens has been so blown to smithereens by a corrupt group of people who seek only power.
Amen.
Well, Greg, you said it in your opening thing, too, and I just want to say one last thing, and that's the part you mentioned about the illegal aliens coming across the border.
Yeah.
That is tantamount. When I was a kid, used to hear this say,
treason.
That, the guy's got his finger in the dike, but the water's coming over the top of the dam, And that's exactly what we're doing. And I tell you, from being a retired Marine, I'm telling you, sometimes I'm starting to wonder the 24 years I spent, was it worth it? I'm starting to really wonder that now.
I have said that How many times in the last number of months, what it must be like to have served this country in some of the crap holes that our military was sent to stop, to stem the tide of communism. And like you said, so we put the finger in the dike and now it's washing over the border. It is on open display in the Democratic Party.
It is.
I have
and
heard.
I don't know the difference between this and an invasion. I guess the invasion, I guess you have to have uniforms.
Just so words. It's just words.
Yeah.
It's just words.
It's just to be enclosed. I guess if these guys were all in uniform, I don't know if they'd still do anything. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if the Mexican army were all of a sudden just defected and start coming north, would we let them in? I don't know.
Pancho V.
You know, who knows? But it's just the point now. I agree with you. It's a boiling point, and I think it's time with, like what Terry said, and I'm telling you, I'm ready. Thank you for your service, man.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, thank what you. He said, I have heard that. My brother-in-law is a retired full bird colonel. He said, you know, I feel like I have devoted my life to an ungrateful master.
Right now? That could not be truer.
I know.
And then you have to, if you've served, you have to look at a career POS like General Milley.
What a POS. You're right. He is a POS.
What a disgrace.
He's a piece of work, isn't he?
How did that guy become a general?
Kiss the right butts, Greg.
Well, I've been reading about white rage. Really? Not military strategy? Not what the ultimate goals of our enemies around the world have for us?
Got too much free time on your hands there, General.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of priorities are those? I thought the military was supposed to protect us and not piss us off. And nobody loves and supports the military more than this guy, but I can't support that.
Nope.
But this is Joe Biden's America, and he didn't earn it. We didn't vote for it.
Nope.
And it's illegitimate. And on top of that, they're going to try and come down on us again with more restrictions. No, sir. No, ma'am.
They're going to start something. They're really going to start something if they keep pushing.
They'll get it. This time they will get it. Then they'll use that as an excuse for it. They can't wait to open the gulags and education centers and all that stuff.
You're right.
322, just because the country's being sent to hell in a handbasket by piss-poor leadership doesn't mean your lawn doesn't need to be mowed. That's what I've always heard.
Yeah, exactly right. Grass is going to grow no matter what happens, right?
So when you're ready for equipment, great brands that can be serviced at the place you buy them. You need to visit Lewis Lawn there at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. By the way, they are looking for a counter person at Lewis Lawn. So if you're looking to work for a great group of people, Monday through Friday, weekends off, pretty good. Stop by and see them or call ahead at 244-9191. Every great brand in yard work is there, from Walker to Echo, Exmark, Toro, and more, with a great team of people to get you the best price. Chad Sasser, Haley, and TJ, super team there. That's Lewis Long. 244-9191, open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount, available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL, lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
David Loder from Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery is with us this year, is flying by.
Hey man, Bubba, and it is getting warm out there today. I mean,
mean, it's going to be in the 90s. Perfect time, as we always say, for the beach, the lake. You see it all over the place. People are heading out of town. Well, you need to come by Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for all your sauces, seasonings, towels, totes, everything. We've got all those goodies at Tucker Pecan, the roasted salted pecans, cheese straws, all kinds of great stuff. Or if you're just going to somebody's house and you want to give them a little happy because you're visiting them, hey, we've got that at Tucker Pecan, too. We can fix you up. But you know what, Bubba? One thing we have that's the best around are our pecans. They're fresh, good. Lord, they're good. They'll jump up and bite you. They're so good. Come check us out, and we will take care of all your traveling beach needs. You just got to supply the meat.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It can sometimes be hard to tell if a prebiotic or probiotic is working. Not anymore. New Align Fast-Acting Biotic Gummies help soothe occasional abdominal discomfort, gas, and bloating in as little as 7 days. So you can get back the freedom to do what you love fast without worrying about occasional digestive upsets. Take new Fast-Acting Biotic Gummies daily for best results. From Align, the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Visit AlignProbiotics.com for details.
Save now on Pro Essentials with Lowe's Pro Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find savings on tools and more throughout the store. At Lowe's, the new home for pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Great moms know it's back to school time already. So now's the time to stock up on all the early savings. Like this cool t-shirt that says, "It's lit."
Mom, that's so sus.
Or this great Rick and Morty backpack.
I don't even watch that show anymore, Mom. I can't carry that around.
And look at this Fortnite hat. It's 75% off.
Yeah, because no one wants it. What's next?
Among Us? They're so cute on this t-shirt.
Sure, why not? Nobody will see it. With COVID back, I'll probably just be on Zoom.
It's back to Zoom time again at Target. It's going to be the best year ever.
Mom, hold on there, Mom. Before you do your back-to-school shopping, you may want to pick up a sack of masks. This is the worst part of it. Now they want to go back to kids in school with masks. Friends, do yourself a favor. I know it's an inconvenience. Could be very expensive. Could be a lot of things. If your kids are in a public school, get them the hell out.
Amen.
If they're going to start with that, get your kids out. Get them out. Homeschool. It's time. The teachers' unions in this country do not have your child's interest, education, careers, goals, dreams in mind. It's their dreams, their goals that they're worried about, not your kids. Get with the program. I'm done. Thank God I was able to help my stepson attend a private school. There's no way that that young man would be thriving at AUM had he been put into a public school here. There was just no school that would have worked for him. But I think this has become a much bigger problem than anybody that might have a special need that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
They've become freaking... They may as well put swastikas on some of these places, especially in other cities. All right, Crawdad, what's up?
Show's a big old boy now, isn't he?
He is.
How tall is he? 6 feet?
Oh, 6 feet. He left that years ago. He's like 6'4", something like that.
Wow.
Good grief, man. We need to do some more key lime pie fundraising, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Greg, what you were talking about earlier, let's just say that the information out there concerning the, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, stealing the election, yeah, and the improprieties. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it was incontrovertible, and that's what they found, and they admitted it. If that were the case, tell me that they're going to go back and say, well, the election was invalidated and put Trump back. It ain't going to happen. There is no way that we're...
I just came across a story here. This is how they're going to handle it. They're not interested in the truth. Twitter today is suspending any election audit account.
Oh, wow.
In multiple states. And they got a picture of Jack Dorsey with a swastika on his forehead, and that's what he is. He's an effing Nazi.
It's fourth generational warfare, guys.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. The Ministry of Propaganda.
He is America's Himmler, man. I do not apologize for saying that.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Is that you in there, Terry?
Yes, that's me in here, Crawdad.
How you doing, brother?
How are you?
I'm here, man. I'm here.
That's important.
And my dog thinks I'm wonderful, so I'm happy.
There you go. That's why.
Greg, I finally got the scrambled egg formula down, and thanks to you for motivating me to eating properly in the morning.
Very important.
And you guys, really back to that. There is no way they're going to turn the election around.
No, they're not.
Oh, no. Our only hope is to...
Camilla
Deville, man. I give Joe a few months, and then he's going to bow out due to some unspecified health reason.
He would have been bowed out by now if what's-her-name wasn't such an incompetent mess of
She's worse than they thought she would be. Yeah, she's incapable.
Oh, if they had just voted in, what was her name from that? She was from Hawaii, Tulsi?
Yeah.
Gabbard.
Now, I think most everybody could have handled that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, never mind. She's a Democrat. I think she was a rather conservative.
That poor woman, she's a good woman, but
poor
lady has no clue where her Democratic Party is. She may hang on to that D like it was tattooed on her keister, but you know what? That D doesn't represent what she used to represent.
That's right. And she's, I think she's still active reserve, too, I believe.
I don't know.
I don't know if she would do some of the things she'd be asked to do in active reserve if she were called up.
Oh, that's something Terry could touch on in one of his shows at length, is the old concept of home rule and the high sheriff. Old English law, the home rule and the high sheriff.
Yes, sir.
And I think it still applies if you really wanted to push it.
It does.
The high sheriff is not responsible to anybody but his constituency, right?
Exactly right. The feds can't. The sheriff has authority over the feds in his area. Absolutely correct.
And that's what I learned on Andy Griffith.
Yes, sir.
All right, Crawdad, thank you for the call. Here is Charlie.
Greg, let me ask you and Terry a question. Why don't our grand and glorious WSFA TV share with the public how many people have suffered from these vaccinations and that have died?
You
never hear about that at all.
What's that website, VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, that keeps track of that? Yeah, there have been quite a few.
Let me tell you, I've got a friend who lives in Montgomery. He does a service for me because I own a business. And I called to check on him because I hadn't seen him in a while. He took his second vaccination. It was about a month ago. And 3 days after, he broke out in a terrible rash. And he thought it was... he thought it was actually shingles, which he said it started in his legs, around his knees, and progressed up to his lower part of his back and then on his chest. When he went to the doctor just told him that he didn't know, they would have to take a biopsy and check out to see what it was. Well, he sent me a text Sunday, day before yesterday, saying that a young lady in her 40s, or a lady in her 40s, had, and this was with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, had her second vaccine shot, whatever, and she come down with the same thing, but it made her very sick as far as, you know, like she had
terrible upset stomach, nauseated, and all that stuff.
Well, the media has suppressed most of that information, and woefully so. So my suggestion is call up WSFA's newsroom and ask them why they're not covering it.
Yep.
Well, they're the biggest joke that's out there as far as news. They
tell
love
them that. We're partnership with another station, so I don't really want to talk about WSFA, but
no, I'm just
recommending if that's what you watch, tell them I could.
It's pathetic. I don't watch it.
Amen.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, this is all willful ignorance, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Now, here's a CBS station in Sacramento, California, that actually spilled the beans and made it known that the higher COVID rate in some counties is happening in counties that have higher vaccination rates. Imagine that.
What are the chances?
So they are so cornered because on one hand, they're telling you, get the vaccine. When they knock on the door, say yes. And then on the other hand, they're saying, well, we're going to have to go back to masks and other. Not because people aren't getting vaccinated, because we don't know what the fork we're talking about. That's the real reason. They've been guessing from day one, and that little son of a bitch, Fauci, needs to be in jail. I sure hope that Rand Paul's criminal referral goes somewhere. I don't want to see that a-hole on TV. I don't want to see his flapping lips. I don't want to see his grandfatherly face, the man that mentored us through the crisis when he was giving money to those bastards in China to create the COVID virus. And he's walking around free? What the hell? Really? What's the temperature in this room now?
106.
I think that's my fault. Because I've been...
It's justified, Greg. It really is. Everybody that's listening to you right now is thinking the very same thing. They're wishing they could do what you just did.
We're frustrated. I hope.
We're frustrated. We're sick of this. We see through it. They think we're idiots. They think we're morons.
Yeah.
We're not. We see through this. We see exactly where they're taking us, and we're tired of it, and we want to stop it. We just don't know how.
3:37 is the time. Now, one way you can do something that will help your immune system is to call our friends at Infusion and get an IV. See, that's what your immune system is there for. You can always enhance it. You can always make it stronger. But it's there to attack things that attack you. We haven't put a lot of faith in our immune system, but we should. And if there's a chance to make yourself even less vulnerable to disease and infection, Infusion can help you with IV vitamin therapy because they put it right into your bloodstream and you get the benefits immediately. Talk to them about the IV vitamin therapy that helps boost your immune system. They have IV vitamin therapy that will help you lose weight by stimulating metabolism in a natural way that will give you more energy. Or perhaps in this crazy summer heat, you're feeling depleted and tired. They've got one that will help you naturally boost your energy. Ask about that. Ask about cryotherapy. 3 minutes in that tank, you'll leave the heat behind and you'll feel invigorated and better from head to toe because it stimulates your body to perform at maximum level. Plus, CryoSkin 3.0. We may do another session of that because it works. I may be ready to model my dress sweatpants that I've had for like 5 years.
Dress sweatpants.
Okay. I ordered the right size, but it came a little tight, and I'm not taking it to some seamstress to have it artificially widened. I'm going to earn my way into those pants. That's been my motto my whole life.
There you go.
Sort of.
Like it.
InfusionCryoAndLaser.com to learn more, or call Ryan Turner or the ever so awesome and lovely Lori at 296-1662. 296-1662 for Infusion. Right across from Baptist East on Blood Boulevard. 3:39.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Nothing really to report right now. We've got light to moderate traffic all over the city. Pockets of congestion at some of the major intersections on the boulevard. Taylor Road a little bit busy. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We don't have any new accidents to tell you about, and things are looking good in Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka this afternoon. A lot of rain out there. Try to stay dry if you can. Summertime's in full swing at Festival Plaza. Shop by Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Excessive heat and humidity like this can sometimes produce some big storms. Storms will be quite numerous through the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. Watch out for dangerous lightning and gusty winds. Otherwise, very sauna-like tonight. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, we'll be back in the middle 90s with a heat index near the 105 danger range again. More scattered storms will pop up in the afternoon and evening hours, and the intense heat will be with us through the end of this week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
3:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm tired. I think I blew out a gasket or two opening the show.
You should take
a
day or two off, Greg.
Can you fill in?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be very grateful if you would do that again.
If it'll help you, I will be glad to.
Appreciate that. So there it is on the Liberty Daily. If vaccines work, why is the CDC reinstating face mask guidelines? They only reinstate them if we let them do it.
Exactly.
And we got to say no.
They work for us.
Got to say no.
I just read where 87% of the people who are getting COVID in Israel have already been vaccinated. Same thing in England. It's starting to... I mean, what's the point? I thought a vaccine was to prevent you from getting something.
Yeah.
You know, so now we've got a virus that's not really a virus because they can't isolate it. And it's not a pandemic because it doesn't meet the criteria of a pandemic. Plus, it's unconstitutional because the law says if there is an over-the-counter medicine that can cure this or stop this, then there can be no emergency for a pandemic.
And there is.
And there is. So they're breaking all kind of different laws, not to mention the Constitution, by doing all of this. And we're allowing this to happen. They work for us.
I remember so well driving back from Florida last March 16th of last year. With a knot in my stomach, knowing that we were going to be going through at least a 2 or 3 week period of severe isolation.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have letters prepared so I could travel to work. I had to have identification. So
I remember that.
And had to provide it for a couple of other people that work with me. And I thought that would be it. It is now almost 18 months later. And there's the headline on Drudge. CDC, mask back on in hotspots, even for the vaxxed.
No.
Friends, we deserve whatever we get if we allow them to do this. They don't know what the fork they're talking about. They just don't. If they knew what they were doing, they wouldn't be reversing their own wisdom, their own guidelines. So enough. Just enough. So that's why I played shaving cream, because that's what this is. This is one big barrel of shaving cream. Let's say hello to Buddy. Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy, you there?
Hey.
What's Wookie?
Got me now?
Hey. Is this Buddy?
Hey. Yeah, this is Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Terry. I believe this is all part of the Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah. Our Agenda 2030. Take your pick. Yeah.
Yep. And to get everybody sterilized. That way they can eliminate some of the population that they intended to do by Agenda 21.
Yep. The useless eaters. Yep.
And they think, oh, we're getting over, we're getting our free welfare and all that. No, you're not. You're fixing to get out of here. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I agree with you.
Well,
all right,
we're
that's
gonna,
my 2 cents.
We got a thanks, buddy. We
thanks,
got a clip from Candace Owens we're going to play in response to
a group
called Dallas Justice Now that is writing to the parents of white college students, telling them not to accept admissions to Ivy League schools because those belong to them. That
what?
They are getting into these schools because they have taken advantage and oppressed people of color. And I want to hear what Candace Owens has to say about that. This is garbage so high that no city truck could ever pick it all up.
Amen.
Quick reminder here on this job creation radio station that Kaiser Fine Furniture is looking for somebody to join Team Stella and Cheryl at their location at 4044 Batumka Highway. if you have a good sense for furniture, for decoration, quick learner, you're working with two of the best. Get in there, and you've got 65,000 square feet of furniture choices to sell customers. I'll send you the customers. You get to work with them and make some good money. I mean, if you're going to work in sales, you want to work at a place that has people coming through the door wanting to buy, and Kaiser provides that. Another additional benefit to being a Kaiser shopper, you can do 0% if you spend $2,000 or more at 18 months. That's a nice deal. Mm-hmm. Selection in a warehouse that big, you don't have to worry about it. They've got it all.
Massive.
They have it all. If they were selling jumbo jets, they could give you a pretty good selection of those in that same warehouse. But they sell great furniture. We've been customers, and we love them. Great people to work with and for. Kaiser Fine Furniture, shop Kaiser.com. As we go to Wook E.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I got a great friend. He was in the Navy for over 30, almost 40 years. And he keeps up with everything imaginable of a nautical nature.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that on one of the UK ships, the HMS, I can't remember the name, but it's their largest aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the ship is vaccinated, and they have over 100 fresh cases of COVID mm-hmm. going on right now, all self-isolated in their bunks or whatever. So there's your vaccine criteria for you right there. So
what's the explanation for this? I'd like to know. What is the explanation?
I can't give it to you. All I know is, you know, it's a crock. The whole thing's a crock. And they're lying to us on every hand.
Yes, sir. You better believe they are. And why would we expect anything but that from a Democratic-dominated government?
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do is lie. That's all they do is cheat, because if their ideas were so great, they wouldn't have to use those techniques to get elected. Thank you for the call.
You're right. Absolutely correct.
We'll wrap the hour with Biloxi Gambler.
I understand the frustration. I don't know if the vaccines work at all. I don't know if the masks work at all. I don't think anybody knows. I mean, they don't know. I don't think they're lying. I think they honestly, nobody knows. This is a bioweapon. It's a retaliation.
Yes, it is.
And there's nothing on it. They wouldn't be able to come up with a vaccine in a year unless they'd be working on it 10 years prior.
Exactly. It takes a decade.
But let me say this. The thing is about vaccines. I don't make an opinion on that. I ain't going to tell nobody nothing. If you get a vaccine and then 10 years later your arm could fall off, I understand that, then don't take it. It's just, you know, I'm a Biloxi Gambler for a reason. I got to make a bet when I'm at the table. I can bet with the shooter or against the shooter, right?
Well,
I got to make a bet. One way or another, I'm not playing. Well, we are forced to all play this game. But just like when a hurricane comes in the coast, they come down to your beach house and they say, okay, hurricane going to be here Thursday. You got to get out. And you don't get out because you said, nah, it ain't going to be that bad. I'm going to ride it out. Okay, that's fine. Most of the time, most of those people are correct.
Yeah.
But then again, sometimes that hurricane is really what it is. So I'm comparing that to the vaccination.
You pay your money, you take your chances.
We're not going to overrun the hospital. If you're not vaccinated, they shouldn't let you in a hospital. And the virus, the vaccine is only good 95%. That's the reason. And what happens is people treat it like it's 100%, and then they still get sick because they drop all the safeguards. They don't mean drop all your safeguards. It is protection.
I haven't heard that number before, mm-hmm. the 95%.
Yeah, 95% on Moderna and Pfizer, 65% on Johnson & Johnson, which is still better. Get mm-hmm. Of course, they say get anything you can. But, and then when you do get it, because that's what they say, when you do get it, they say that when they give you the vaccine, when you do get it, it will lessen the symptoms. But the unvaccinated, they shouldn't bother doctors and hospitals and all that. They chose to ride it out, just like we do with hurricanes. Like I say, I don't care when people get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. If they don't, you know, it might lessen traffic on the interstate. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Biloxi Gambler.
But, you know, hurricane's an act of God.
This is not an act of God. This is a freaking bioweapon by act of man.
No, a hurricane is an act of climate change, which is caused by you having steak.
That's right.
When are you going to learn that?
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's 3:55. It feels like 5:55.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic light to moderate all over the city right now. We've got a little bit of congestion East Boulevard between I-85 and Atlanta Highway. Northeast Boulevard building just a bit, but still light to moderate. I-65 and 85, we've got a good bit of business going on through the interchange in downtown Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. Trenum State is joining with Alabama Power, Alabama Rural Electric Association, Central Alabama Electric Co-op, and Dixie Electric to provide a new line worker training program. Call Trenum State about the line worker training program today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, Terry Adams is in the house with us this afternoon. Can we take off one hat and put on another?
Absolutely, always.
That of the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime.
Yes.
We're at the end of the month. I mentioned this yesterday, I believe, that this being the last week of the month at Adams Motorsports, this is when you kind of become the rubber band man.
Yes, sir. And I have got, probably a dozen bikes on the floor. I just got a Kawasaki, the 1000 off-road machine, the same one. The type that Lynn and I rode up in the desert when we went to the dealer meeting. These things are incredible. It's Kawasaki's basically what they built to counter Polaris's Razor. It's their high-performance off-road machine, 1,000cc. This thing is incredible. We got it in yesterday, and honestly, I'm surprised it's still here, but it's sitting on the front porch. That's the only side-by-side I've got right now. I have more coming. I have a lot of motorcycles on sale. Everything we have is on sale. We have special low interest rates. We have big rebates pretty much on everything. It's amazing that they're still throwing the stuff at it, but they are. All power sports dealers as well as RV dealers are having really great years because as Americans, we love our freedom. We do not like to be told what to do. It's just part of being an American. And people are really wanting to get out and enjoy their freedom. And we're one of the luckiest people in this country because of Alabama. We have the foot of the Appalachian Mountains. We have two beautiful lakes within an hour's drive. We have the beach 2 hours away. This is a beautiful state. Get out and enjoy it. We actually have ORV trails in our state parks that we pay for to keep maintained. So you can take your four-wheeler, go to a state park. They have trails for you to ride on. It's amazing what we have. Most people don't even know are available. But dirt biking, that's what I grew up on. One of the most cockle-warming things I've ever seen is when a father comes in and buys his kid a dirt bike and dad buys one. They get the gear and they go off together and they just bond. It is a wonderful thing. It's freedom. That's what freedom is all about, folks. And that's what we try to do at Adams Motorsports.
You know, it's ironic as we lament what they're talking about doing with more guidelines and stuff. But that is what pushed a lot of people through your doors.
It is.
Because one place you could go without your mask, where you can enjoy freedom, as you say, Americans were wired that way.
We are.
Is to get something from Adams Motorsports and go out and enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
So visit the Prime Minister of Playtime this week. He likes to get his numbers every month. As last I checked, the last day of the month is Saturday. So that's between now and then, you'll find Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That, by the way, is the bypass at Hackle. And you can get your credit app started and browse the pre-owned inventory at adamsmotorsports.com. We got a fresh edition of SRN News coming up, and God only knows what we'll hear in that.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit Mr. Handyman or call 219-8599.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home?